Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This post was inspired by a conversation that I had with a business colleague who is in the midst of dodging bullets. But let's drill down on a more positive question. When will a low-cost option work? Do we really have to turn away folks who love us, as recommended in my post? Well, it's tricky, but can be done. You can offer a low-cost option in two scenarios. First off, it's too soon for the bigger option. The buyer isn't as ready as they think they are. Now, I'll use myself as an example. Say someone who's new to the market comes to me and wants to be branded as a thought leader. After asking some questions, I learned that their business model isn't market ready. So I'd say something like, hey, I think we're putting the cart before the horse here. Let's shore up blah, 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 and then go from there. That's where a lower cost project would work. There's no expectation that they're going to get something for less. Second, the prospect needs something narrow and specific. This allows us to break up the bigger project in pieces if we want to. Now, this situation's a little trickier than what we just discussed. The key, you gotta make sure that small thing is all that they need. Because if anything else is missing and you take on this project, you're gonna get blamed for the failure. That's why we need to figure out if what they have is what we can work with. Now, this requires an in-depth sales process that could cut into profit margins. So be careful with this one. Here's the thing. Different options have to have different needs. Folks will come to us thinking they need one thing, but that's not always the case. When we really drill down and ask powerful questions, we can sometimes find opportunities for the low-cost options that don't cannibalize our premium choices. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.